Under Muammar Gaddafi's rule, tens of thousands of people disappeared into prisons. According to human rights groups, the Libyan state security apparatus tortured detainees and held them without due process. When the rebels took over Tripoli last month, prisoners escaped from their cells, among them five U.S. citizens. NPR's Jason Beaubien talked with two of them.
Last week, Baltimore native Matthew Van Dyke went from being in solitary confinement in one of Gaddafi's most notoriously brutal prisons to staying in one of Tripoli's most luxurious hotels. Van Dyke, a freelance journalist and travel writer, admits that he came to Libya in early March to help the rebels.
I was here to do whatever I could to help the revolution. And I'll leave it at that.
On March 13th, Van Dyke was with three rebel friends touring the town of Brega when they were captured by Gaddafi troops.
I'm taking pictures of smiling people in the town one minute, and the next thing I know, I wake up in a cell and there's a man being tortured in the room above me. I could hear it. And it was that quick. And no memory of, some flashes of memory came back later of the ambush and being transported, except no real memory of what happened.
Van Dyke then disappeared into the Gaddafi state security system. For 6 months, Libyan officials even denied that they were holding him. And except for when he was being moved from one prison to another, he was kept in solitary confinement.
I never encountered any other prisoners or heard other prisoners. I thought I heard a few violent interrogations at night, which made me think that they were going to come and get me. I prepared myself for being tortured. I trimmed my fingernails and toenails down real low so they couldn't be pulled out. And I just tried to be ready. I didn't know which night my night was going to be.
But in the end, he says, he was never physically abused. Instead, he was locked away in a 7-foot by 4-foot cell and forgotten. There was nothing in the cell except a foam mattress and a filthy blanket. He says, in the first prison, he'd just sit and stare at the walls day after day.
And then when I moved to Abu Salim and I had a slightly larger cell, I could walk 2 or 3 steps back and forth before I'd have to 2 or 3 steps, turn around, 2 or 3 steps, turn around. So I would just do that all day with the idea that if I make myself tired, my mind seemed to get a little clearer. And also if I could sleep, I could dream. And in my dreams, I was not in prison. And then when I wake up, the nightmare begins because I'm in prison.
In photos of Van Dyke from before his arrest, he has a tall, athletic build and the confident air of a freelance journalist in his early 30s. He emerged from Abu Salim incredibly thin, the skin on his face pulled taut over his cheekbones and his bony shoulders poking at a limp dress shirt. He says solitary confinement was psychological torture, and he wouldn't even want Muammar Gaddafi to have to endure it. Richard Peters, an American construction and security contractor, also emerged last week after 6 months in captivity. Peters was in a different prison. He had more space. He had a Bible. And he says his experience was very different from Van Dyke's.
I did push-ups. I did dips. I did pull-ups. I did isometrics. I did everything. That was probably an hour's worth. I ran 15 to 30 minutes every day. I walked for hours every day, 300 push-ups every day, all this stuff. And then I read my Bible through completely in 3.5 months. So my agenda was pretty positive. It was working out. It was reading the Word, and it was praying to God.
The 62-year-old from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, had been in Tripoli trying to secure what he says was a $500 million construction contract from the Gaddafi regime when the fighting broke out in February. He was captured trying to drive from the capital to the east, where he hoped to use his military background to offer training to the rebels. Peters and Matthew Van Dyke both have remained in Tripoli after regaining their freedom. Peter says he believes there will be huge construction and security contract opportunities in the coming months. He wants to try to get in on that business. Van Dyke is staying because he says he promised his rebel friends back in March that he would not leave until Libya is free.
It came as a real shock to me that my freedom came with Libya's freedom, which means a lot to me. Because I came here to help however I could, help the revolution. And in the end, the revolution helped me and gave me my freedom. And that means so much to me.
Van Dyke still has trouble sleeping, and he says it's hard to eat, but he doesn't express bitterness about his confinement over the last 6 months. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Tripoli.